shelters from shelters making houses. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what she was born and raised. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we grew up in poverty. You know what I'm saying? So, well, my grandmother was well off because of her business. She started a dance school business because she was one of the first cotton club dancers back in the days, and that was her passion, was dancing. So she started her own dance school business in a basement of her house in Jamaica, Queens, and it blew up to the point where she owned her own building in Jamaica, Queens. Mm-hmm. So as I, you know, as I was growing up, that's what I was around. And as I got older, you know, they thought it was cute to have me in the tap dance class or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Had me out there just playing myself, son. Then when I turned like fucking 10, 11, I was like, hold up, man. I ain't doing this shit, you know what I'm saying? I won't go outside, man. You know what I'm saying?
It's the basketball.
Man. I started getting embarrassed. That's when I started getting embarrassed, like, hold up.
I ain't doing this shit.
Girls laughing at me, so I'm getting the fuck out of here, man.
Yeah, girls joking. Oh, you probably could have got mad chicks.
But like again, I said, it's not something that I'm ashamed of. That's my life. You know what I'm saying? That's my family. That's how I grew up. Everybody from Queens know my grandmother and her dance school. Everybody that's really from Queens, you know what I'm saying? They know about my grandmother and her dance school. You know what I'm saying? Because we've been there for like over 30, 40 years. You know what I'm saying? Longer than that, probably. You know what I'm saying? In the same spot. My grandmother, her first building that she owned was the same building that Jam Master Jay got killed in. You know what I'm saying? Right there in front of the bus terminal. Then she bought a new building down the block further down Merritt. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, that's just how I grew up. That's the reality of it. So he puts it up on the screen and changes the date and tells people that I had. And he says in a rhyme, you was a ballerina. I got the pictures I seen. So people go up with perception. You know what I'm saying? So the people that wasn't at that show, automatically they go, oh, JV had a picture of P with a ballerina with a tutu on. Because that's the way he put out there. You know what I'm saying? But that's not even the reality of it. So the nigga's lying. You know what I'm saying? So you're a liar. You danced around the issue. You know what I'm saying? Because you didn't address what P's talking about. You know what I'm saying? So I took that and I was just like, wow, this nigga's a fake, phony ass nigga right here, man. Alright, you made people laugh. Alright, that's funny. Well, now what you gonna do? Like, alright, now it's back to reality. Alright, laughs is over. Back to reality. Now what? You know what I'm saying? Like, you going at me? Are you crazy, son? Like, do you know what I'm, like, do you know what kind of person I am? Like, I will fucking make a personal vendetta the rest of my life to make sure I will expose you to let people know what's real and what's not. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, that's my attitude making infamy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people said, infamy wasn't all that because P was concentrating on Jay-Z too much or whatever they want to say. But I don't listen to none of that because people's perception is fucked up because he put it out there like that, something that it wasn't. Mm-hmm. So I don't even look at it like that. I just think people's perception was fucked up because Jay-Z fucked him up. You know what I'm saying?
I saw you.
So he caused a lot of hatred. That, and that's what he wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? He tried to turn the people against Prodigy. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. So after Infamy, y'all leave Sony Loud and y'all do that free agent shit. Can you talk about that shit right there?
Yeah, so after Infamy was a success, you know what I mean? We had the Burn record on there. We had 112. The reason I did 112 record was because, you know, it's like the beat on that. When I heard the beat, I went to the house one day. Had an ill beat. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, yo, this shit is ill. He like, you like that shit? I was like, yeah, son, we got to go at the bitches on this one. Like, we gotta do a song for the shorties. You know, the shorties be at all the Mall Deep concerts. They love motherfucking the Lil' Kim song. We got to do songs for bitches, son, right now on this beat. They want the, it was like some hard, but at the same time, it could be like some light shit, you know what I'm saying? On the crossover type of level, crossover radio, you know what I'm saying? Get popular on pop radio, you know what I'm saying? So, I was like, sir, watch what I write to it. I wrote an ill verse, like, the way I wrote the verse, it was like, I had my arm around a girl and I was talking on the air like this, you know what I'm saying? I made sure I wrote the whole verse just like that, because it was something new. And somebody actually bit that shit, it's all good. Somebody bit that shit, son. The Ying Yang Twins, son. They just took it, like, even further. Mm-hmm. Even when they did the Whisper song, you know what I'm saying? So that was all good, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what goes on in rap. You got to add on. You got to take from somewhere and just add on, you know what I'm saying? So Yeah, I wrote that shit, and then I let Half hear. He's like, oh, that's some, like, new Santa shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you talking in the bitch ear, something like, it was some new shit. You know what I'm saying? So we did that. We was like, let's put 112 on it. That'd be crazy. So we put 112 on it, put it out. That shit was popping at the radio. Mm-hmm. We had the most spins. We had more spins than Quiet Storm or any of our other records with that 112 record. That was the highest spins on radio. Highest radio performance record that we had. And on tour, at the shows, we seen it in the fans. Like, it was more girls now. Son, that's what we needed, son, because more beef shows, son. You be mad sometimes, like, damn, son, niggas fucked the show up, fighting and shit, everybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, son, they fucked it up, son, we can't even get off tonight, man. Niggas fighting, started rioting and shit, so we started seeing more girls. We was like, oh, this is what I'm talking about. We performing, bitches going crazy for that song. And you can see niggas like, but we ain't give a fuck how they feel, because we chilling, son. We got the number one fucking, in our career, the best record, you know what I'm saying, on the most spins and shit, that's what I meant to say. We got the most spins with that record on the radio, and we brought out the bitches with that one. Because we brought out the bitches with Lil' Kim. We put Lil' Kim on the record, that shit brought mad bitches to the shows, more than ever before. But when we did the 112, that's when they really came out.
Was it like Charlie with Vito?
Yeah, the Burn. Burn was kind of crazy. Yeah. So we did that. We was like, that was our mentality. We was like, yeah, that little Kim shit brought our bitches. All right, let's snatch Vito for this one, and let's put 112 there. So now we going to attract some bitches now. You know what I'm saying? And at the same time, we ain't forget about our niggas. That's our formula. Like, we got to do this. And then, you know what I'm saying, we play around with this, you know what I'm saying? See what we can make to attract some females, because we can't leave the females out, you know what I'm saying?
Was the hood looking at you crazy?
Nah, maybe like, I always say it's 98%, I always say it's 98% love, 2% hate. It was like 2% people was probably hating on that. Everybody else was like, yeah, son, because when it's showtime, we bring out the ladies, son. Niggas ain't mad at that. Niggas was like, yes, nigga, that's what I'm talking about, son. It's popping at the show now, nigga. Yeah, keep doing it, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Niggas ain't mad at that. Real niggas ain't mad at that.
10 minutes left. 10 minutes. All right, let's get through.
But at the same time, too, it ain't the first time we had R&B chorus. Mm-hmm. We had songs like Temperatures Rising. Mm-hmm. We did remixes with all kinds of people, Mariah Carey. We did all kinds of fucking R&B shit. So it's like, it's funny to me how a lot of the fans was like, Mobb Deep changed. We didn't change. That's, you know what I'm saying? We were just being ourselves. You know what I'm saying?
And plus, it's timeless, because if you listen to it now, the beat is still like, grinding that shit that's out there. You know what I mean?
So let's go real quick through Free Agents, because that was like, you know, indie album, then segue to America's Nightmare on Job.
Yeah, so when we got to the Infamy album.
Let me just ask this one thing, though. Mm-hmm. Should I get some B-roll outside?
I can get them on the recorder.
As long as there ain't no album playing. I don't want nobody to hear nothing. Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Album
come
out.
All right,
cool.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
When we did the Infamy album, Loud was going through a thing. They was like, not folded. They folded, yeah. My fault. Steve Rifkin had decided in his mind that he didn't want to do what he was doing no more. He wanted not do it no more. He wanted to do it differently. You know what I'm saying? He wanted to shift his attention from New York music to South music. You know what I'm saying? So what he did was, he decided to sell Loud to Sony. He sold it for $80 million, you know what I'm saying? And then he started SRC, you know what I'm saying? And then he signed Little Flip, and he signed David Banner. You know what I mean? So I was kind of upset when that happened, you know what I'm saying? And we was going through our little things, like I was dissing him in fucking interviews. Not even dissing him, I was just putting out there the reality of the situation. And expressing my anger towards it, because I was like, do you know what we got here? You telling me that you don't want to do this no more? We just starting. Imagine if you do a Wu-Tang, Punisher, Mobb Deep tour. Like, that was what we were supposed to be doing next. You know what I'm saying? So, Wu-Tang just dropped a double album. Punisher just went platinum. You know what I'm saying? Mobb Deep just got off the platinum. We just did Infamy. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was popping. You know what I'm saying? And this nigga, like, he didn't want to do it no more. He's selling the company. And he didn't tell us he was doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But he told us.
Steve Rifkin?
Yeah. He told us like indirectly. You know what I'm saying? But he used this as a bargaining chip. Because Sony didn't want nobody else but Mobb Deep. Mm-hmm. When they bought Lab, they kept Mobb Deep. So we were stuck with Sony now. That's weak. They ain't want to be on Sony. Like, all right, yeah, they got millions of dollars. They amazing and all that. But they not in the Mobb Deep shit. You know what I'm saying? They too up there. Mm-hmm. We down here. You know what I'm saying? Like, we satisfied with what we got. We feeding our fans. We not trying to chase after that big machine. Like, you know what I'm saying? So we didn't want to be on Sony. Lab was like a family. We built that shit from the ground up. You know what I'm saying? Like, we learned the inside and outs from watching RZA, from watching all these niggas do it, from watching Steve Rifkin, and they was allowing us to be in there and listen and learn. You know what I'm saying? Every move, every aspect of the game, everything, all the ins and outs. Steve Rifkin never hid nothing from us. You know what I'm saying? Never hid a thing except for the fact that he was using us as a bargaining chip before he sold Lab. You know what I'm saying? Because Sony wanted Mobb Deep. They was like, nah, fuck that. We keeping Mobb Deep. You know what I'm saying? So, it was ill how he did that shit. It was just crazy. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, we was going to do that. And, you know what I mean? That Infamy album came out on Sony Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Sony Columbia, yeah.
Am I correct?
Yeah.